can rewind it. You can rewind it. You can rewind it. Rewind. You can rewind it. You can rewind it. We gon' take it back to the future, over the top. E.T. Gremlins, RoboCop. Bring it back a couple minutes to when I was 10. Dusting off my favorite movies, gonna watch them again. Then VHS, yeah, we'll give it a crack. Do they hold up? Are they totally whack? Brock and Alexa, give it a play. Tell you to rewind it, throw it away.
Hello and welcome to You Can Rewind It with Alexa and Brock. This is the show where we watch our favorite movies from our childhood. Then we discuss, dissect, and decide, do we still like them, and would we rewind them and watch them again? I am Alexa.
I am Brock.
Today's movie is...
Karate Kid.
I like how you wrote, sweep the leg, Alexa, on the top of my page.
Is that what I wrote?
Yes.
All right.
Would that be my job? I'm the one that gets disqualified?
Yes. You're going to take them out so I can get my win.
That sounds about right.
Aw. So, this is from 1984, rated PG.
I love PG.
Did you feel like this movie was long?
No.
I thought, man, we're not even to the tournament yet, and we're like, you know, an hour 40 in or something.
Oh.
And maybe it's not that bad. Whatever it was. This is 2 hours and 6 minutes.
It is?
Yes. This is a long movie.
I never noticed that.
So, budget for this movie was $8 million.
Oh, man. That's nothing.
How do you think it did? You think it did okay?
I think it kicked major butt. It karate kicked butt.
It swept the leg. Mm-hmm. $90
million.
I mean...
It was something that, for me personally, I'd never seen. Really didn't know about karate, like what it was. And I think I was just, I mean, I thought it was awesome.
Okay.
Like when I watched it, I remember really liking it.
This is pre-internet, years ago, but karate was something that was kind of mystical. You know, it was foreign. Mm-hmm. We didn't have YouTube to watch karate videos, and it wasn't on TV.
I'm sure it inspired karate.
Oh, this had to be huge for karate.
Yeah. The karate teachers were like, yes!
We're going to make money.
And for a while, that's all I knew was karate. Like, later on, when you introduced me to UFC, I mean, pretty much all I knew was karate. I didn't know any other
stuff. You were like, are they going to do the crane kick?
No, but I didn't know all these other disciplines existed because all I know was that, you know, about karate. If I saw people doing moves, I would just assume, hey, it's karate.
I got to confess something.
Okay.
I thought Cobra Kai was so cool.
You like Cobra Kai?
Okay. They got, like, the motorcycles and the jackets, and they got the cool skeleton costumes. They're the bad boys.
Mm-hmm. I could totally see you in Cobra Kai. That just looks like your group.
Am I the little guy that's, like, always bouncing in the background screaming?
Yeah! Get him! I hope not.
Or am I Johnny?
I think you would be the sympathetic guy.
You're right. That would be
the one where he's getting like his butt kicked, and he's like, "He's had enough."
Then he breaks his leg. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and then when he injured Daniel, he apologized, and so I think you might be that guy.
I agree.
You want to be hanging with those cool guys, but
I'm a nice guy.
You still have a heart.
Aww.
Oh, I'm glad you take that as a compliment.
There's not a lot of movies in Hollywood that represent those.
No mercy.
My people.
No mercy.
I am definitely a mercy person.
Yes, you are.
So, in this movie, you have playing the Karate Kid, Daniel, Ralph Macchio, who was in My Cousin Vinny, The Outsiders, and he was in episodes of Psych.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least one episode
of
Psych.
He was in more than that, though, right?
Oh, yeah. He was in Karate Kid 2.
Okay. Yeah, we know. We've already covered Karate Kid 2, which growing up was my favorite. I just have to throw that out there.
Karate yes, two, which always blew me one. Away. That's like saying you love Godfather 3, but 1 was not that great. I mean, that's just blasphemy.
Well, whatever.
So, how old was Ralph Macchio when they filmed this movie?
Okay, he looked about 12, but I'm going to say 18.
22.
No way. There is no way he's 22.
No one believed him on set.
Check his birth certificate.
Who's going to want to be older?
There's no way. That guy is 22.
No, look at him now. He still looks amazing.
I know. I just, he should I have be selling... a hard time, and this is nothing against him, because it's not like, you know, he's not a handsome man or whatever, but I have a hard time with him being a heartthrob in any, he's so small, and I apologize to all the small men out there, but he's just so...
Holy crap. We're really pushing the limits with offending people.
He looks so
young. I was very small at one time, all right? It was girls like you that broke my heart.
Okay. He's really, he really looks younger than 22 for sure.
Yeah. I mean, he's 15, right? Because he ends up turning 16.
Yeah. That blows my mind. Okay.
He should be selling like anti-aging products. Ugh,
he just has a baby face too. But there's a huge difference between whatever age he ends up being in Karate Kid 2 versus this one. Like, you could, he definitely
aged
in the
a
second
bit.
One, he looks more like he's 15, 16.
and Karate Kid 1, he hadn't started puberty
yet. Right. Yeah.
So,
crazy.
Playing the sensei, the teacher, I don't know what you want to call him, Miyagi.
Yeah.
Or as the people in the movie want to pronounce it, Miyagi.
Right.
Is Pat Morita, who was the voice of the emperor in Mulan. And was also in Happy Days.
Yeah.
That's where I first remember seeing him, yes. I mean, I was not a huge Happy Days guy, but I remember that. That was actually...
I only remember that after the fact, because I wasn't a big Happy Days person.
No, you're right. I am incorrect.
Okay.
I saw Happy Days, and I thought, oh my God, that's Mr. Miyagi.
Right. Uh-huh. You didn't see...
I didn't watch it before.
Happy Days, and then watch it and be like, that's a guy from Happy Days.
It was years later. I apologize. But that's what he first was big in, I guess.
Right.
So then playing Allie is Elizabeth Shue. She was in Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah.
Leaving Las Vegas, Cocktail, Back to the Futures 2 and 3.
Yep.
Then you have Kreese, the mean sensei of Cobra Kai.
That's his name?
Kreese, yeah.
Oh, I never knew that was his name.
He was in Rambo Part 2, and he has over 80 film appearances. Because he's so recognizable.
Yes.
But I don't know if it's because I just always remember in Karate Kid, obviously. He's always in my heart, that jerk.
Mm-hmm. He'll forever be that jerk to you.
But he's got such a unique look. I feel like I would have seen him. I don't know. I got to see.
You would have noticed him.
Yeah. I do remember Rambo, though. I do remember him in that. And then Johnny is played by Billy Zabka.
Yeah.
He was in Back to School, also in Psych episode, and he was in a movie we did a podcast on. Do you remember what movie was he in that we did a podcast on?
Karate Kid 2 at the very beginning, maybe.
Okay, wow, there's two podcasts with him
in it. I don't know if he was in those scenes, I thought it was, but...
European Vacation.
Oh, yes, he plays the boyfriend.
Yes, for the girl that...
Yeah.
Kicked it out of the stadium.
I mean,
way over the, just
way
over.
I was going to say, he never plays a nice guy, really, that we know of.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Poor guy.
So, obviously, this was a movie you loved.
Yeah.
For me, this was almost iconic.
Mm.
I mean, the crane kick was huge. Everyone was doing it on the playground. Like, people, that's when everyone started saying they knew karate.
Oh, yeah. That made it seem like anyone can do karate.
Yeah. That's probably why everyone was just like trying to do karate on the playground.
Yeah.
I even got in trouble at a bus stop because me and this kid always fought each other. I just hated him. And he hated me, but we were friends. And we got off the bus and I kicked him, I guess. Because the next day, the bus driver takes me. Once we get to school, the principal's there and they go into his office. She's like... You gotta kick that boy in the back.
What?
And I'm like, I just kicked him. We were just playing. Like, karate kicked him in the back.
That seems like a Cobra Kai move right there.
He ducked down to cower down. So I kicked him in the back.
Cobra Kai all the way.
No mercy.
Yeah, no mercy. Did you get in trouble?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get in trouble?
Yeah, they sent a letter home to my parents.
What'd your parents do?
You karate kick someone in the back? I didn't say that. It just said that I was
violent at the bus stop.
No, I was fighting with a boy.
Oh. Yeah. So did they punish you?
No, because they knew that kid and they hated him too.
Oh my gosh, you're so spoiled. They're like, whatever. They just crumple up the paper and throw it like, ah.
Our boy Johnny, he's okay.
As long as he's cool and still a part of Cobra Kai, it's good.
Okay, let's talk about Cobra Kai. Mm-hmm. So, the main five Cobra Kai guys.
Okay.
You know Johnny Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Bobby Brown.
Yeah. Every little step I take.
I don't know how you knew it was Bobby Brown. Then you have a guy named Tommy, no last name.
Okay.
Then you have a guy named Dutch, but no first name.
Oh, man.
And then a guy named Jimmy. And the only reason you know his name is Jimmy is because of the credits. I think I'm Jimmy.
Well, is he, which one's the really annoying one?
I think that's Dutch.
Okay, well. He's like the hype man for Cobra Kai. Yeah, do it! Come on!
He's like, the Flavor Flav.
He's like jumping around, his eyes are all big, and he's just like...
Well, he's the one that like everything's broken up. He always like jumps in Daniel's face, and he's like, you dead meat, boy.
Yeah.
Dead meat.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, dead meat is the lamest thing now when I hear it, but back in the day... I said that to that kid I kicked. Not at the same time, but yeah, I said that to kid.
You dead meat. And you karate kicked him in the back.
With my little girl voice.
You dead meat, pal. You kick him. I think.
I know karate.
Yeah, you do. I think one of the things is during the tournament, I think this is worse. You hear a guy yell out, you're a cream puff.
I thought he said, you're a cream puff, Johnny.
And she, Elizabeth Shue, the girlfriend,
yes,
was yelling a lot of, like, all right, Daniel, you're the best.
Okay. I hate her.
What? You hate her?
Not Elizabeth Shue. Allie.
Oh.
Because we watched these movies in the wrong order. So now...
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, she seems very flighty now. Because everything she does, I'm like, yep, she's going to leave him for a college guy. Yep. Yep. Oh, just...
Yeah, the way they ended their relationship was... I mean, she wasn't even there. You just heard it from him. Like, they had to end it, though, so he could...
Go and meet...
Hook up with a Japanese lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But anyway. So, where were
we? We digress.
Yeah, okay. Okay, let's continue. Okay, I got something for you.
Yeah.
This is the first time that I saw a bonsai tree.
Yes.
Bonsai?
Yes.
He corrects him in the movie, but he'd probably correct me if he was here too, Mr. Miyagi. But
tell me you wanted one.
I did.
Oh
I
my gosh,
they were so cool.
I was dying to have one. My parents said it was ridiculous. So,
and then also when you get to see Mr. Miyagi's like backyard at that house, it's incredible.
Oh my god, I would die for that.
There was a person in one of my neighborhoods that had a really beautiful backyard. Not that pretty in my mind, it is, but everyone's yard was bleh. But these people had this beautiful like Japanese garden thing, and I would sneak in there with my Barbies and pretend like they were going to Hawaii. I wonder if those people ever saw me in their backyard.
That's amazing.
The Barbie Jeep. The camper.
That girl's in her backyard again.
But I thought that was really, really cool. And how convenient that they needed all that work done.
It's funny, as a kid I didn't get the work. Like, I thought, oh, he's just tricking him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm realizing when I watch this, it's like, no, he's building up strength.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's going to sit there and just go up and down with their hand. This actually builds up strength and endurance. And
isn't it also muscle memory?
Yeah,
I was thinking
absolutely.
It was muscle memory, too.
But you could sit there and do it in the air, those motions.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually do it with some force, with some resistance against it, I mean, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You're building up strength. You're building up endurance. But
you saw it the way Daniel saw it as
a kid,
free
yes.
Labor.
As a kid, yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, not free labor, but it was just, I'm going to teach you karate without you even knowing. I'm tricking you into learning karate my way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm also getting you to do all the work for me, but it was just a fun thing. It wasn't. It didn't have a functional reason, which actually it does.
Well, as a secondary character in the movie, I think his mom Daniel's mom is a secondary character.
Love her.
Yeah, but she doesn't.
Lucille.
She's not in the movie that much, really.
No, she's played by Randy Heller. And the only other movie I've ever heard of that she was in was Monster in Law. And it wasn't like, I don't think it was a huge part.
Was she the monster in law?
No, I think that was Jane Fonda.
Oh, that makes sense.
But I agree. But she's so great.
Yeah.
Because she's so real. I feel like she's such a real mom.
Well, she gets them all built up about this place having a swimming pool.
Oh, God.
And then they get there, and it's, like, green. It's got, what, like, a foot of water in it, maybe?
Yeah.
And hasn't been swimming in a long time. But I love her reaction. She's like, I'll call about the pool in the morning. Like, they'll be like, that's okay,
it.
Lady.
We'll fix it right now.
Okay, new resident. We'll go fill that pool up and clean it just for you.
One thing I thought about was, I bet you love Karate Kid 2 more than Karate Kid 1. Because this is not, like, beautiful scenery. It's very 80s kind of middle-class California.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Karate Kid 2 was beautiful in Japan. And also, true, the kind of beautiful ritual ceremonies in Karate Kid 1 is a man grieving.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, or paying his respects or whatever. But in Karate Kid 2, it's love. It's the tea scene. And
You're much more romantic.
Yes, it was so much more beautiful and romantic, even though it was really Hawaii.
Yeah. Dreams.
I just noticed when I'm watching this, I thought, man, Karate Kid 2 was so much more beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that's why Alexa loved it so much.
And you're right, though. There actually is a whole class issue in the movie because she and Johnny and all the Cobra Kai people are from the valley, I guess, or whatever they considered hills. I don't remember what they called it. And then he is from Reseda, which I guess is, you know,
middle class,
poor side of town.
Yeah,
because the country club people were very much looking, I'm not going to see that Reseda boy on you.
Yes.
Not him. Which, he's not welcome at our country club.
They were so typical. Like, they're coming back from tennis, and they got, like, the tennis sweatsuit on with a towel around their neck, and they're holding their rackets like they're getting ready to practice.
Hello,
and play.
Dear. Where have you been?
We're getting back from the tennis club.
And then you've got that scene, it's so cute, where she can't, where the Daniel's mom can't start the car, and they end up
the
having
push
to push
start.
It.
He's I love it.
He's so horrified, though.
Which, by the way, they drove from, like, Newark, New Jersey, to California in a car that you have to push start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's going to go just perfectly. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a risk taker, all right.
But she's, like, the most optimistic mother.
Yeah. And, obviously, she approves of Mr. Miyagi's influence on her son.
Yeah.
And of the relationship.
Because it would be creepy if your 15-year-old boy was like, I'm going to hang out with this 70-year-old 4-foot man.
Yeah.
Nothing to be worried about. He's got a shed and a real cute garden.
Yeah. I love the line, how come you never told me no karate? And Miyagi says, you never asked. And then he tells him that, what kind of belt do you have? JCPenney, 398. He just got these great lines.
I'm about to say, they almost didn't hire him because they didn't want it to be too comedic. And it's like I thought he did it perfectly.
But there were times when I had a hard time understanding him.
Yes, we had to, especially when he was drunk.
The scene when he was drunk, we watched the entire scene.
Yes.
Now, this scene is not something that I fully comprehended back in 84.
No, not at all.
I think basically I got out of it that his wife had died. That's pretty much
the
entire thing. So in this, when I watched the scene again, I got more out of it. And then because we couldn't really understand it when we watched it again with the subtitles on it, heartbreaking scene, like, I was like, man, why do we have to rewatch that again? Because it was just so sad.
He was an American soldier.
Mm-hmm.
But because they were of Japanese descent,
mm-hmm.
his wife, who was pregnant with their first baby, which would have been the first Miyagi born in America, they were in an internment camp because they were of Japanese persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
And they died because a doctor, I guess he was saying they need a doctor, but the doctor couldn't get there, which we had to cut the subtitles on to hear that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was a heart-wrenching scene. As an adult, you see that way differently than you would have as a kid.
But I think it's important to expose kids to that, even if they didn't get it. If they were at an old enough age, they might have at least asked questions about it, or...
Oh, yeah.
If they, you know, got it, but man.
I mean, a lot of what I know about the world came from pop culture of the 80s.
Yeah. And you see this vulnerable side of
Miyagi.
You see him different. You don't see him as the serious, just like, and also.
Always on top of
either serious or wisecracking. But you just see this emotional side that's just heartbreaking. And then you see the way that Daniel reacts by taking care of him. And
well, and you also see that it creates that path for the father-son relationship. Because Miyagi loves this boy.
Yeah, that was a tough scene. And like I said, a scene that I did not really remember. And if I did, I did not get the intensity of the scene.
By the way, Miyagi loves this boy, but he tries to kill him repeatedly in the sequel.
Yeah. He loved him up until Karate Kid 2.
Yeah. Hey, Daniel, run off that cliff really fast. Hey, I'm going to swing the spike at your head. Just duck. Don't worry.
Daniel, fight to the death. Do you know the chores that Mr. Miyagi gave Daniel?
So, wax on, wax off.
That's the most famous one.
Absolutely no.
No.
No, I absolutely know that.
Oh,
that
I thought one. You said absolutely no.
I absolutely know that one. Paint the fence. All right. Paint the house. It wouldn't paint the fence, was it?
Yeah, it was.
The one I would not have remembered. And I don't remember it now. Was it sand
and
the deck?
Sand the floor.
Sorry, babe. I moved right onto the crane kick. That's my
No, you
expertise.
Didn't even care about wax on, wax off.
Defense? I'm Cobra Kai.
Well,
we don't defend.
No, karate is defense.
No mercy.
No, it's defense only.
It's quite about dojo you go to, Alexa. So, Ralph Macchio, I know is in The Outsiders, and I know he's in other things, but he's always Karate Kid. But Charlie Sheen turned down the role. Different movie, but Charlie Sheen probably would have been pretty amazing in that role.
Yeah.
The one that would have been weird, Sean Penn was offered the role. That would have been odd. Because he's an odd dude.
Yeah, I don't see him. I don't see him as their Karate Kid, no.
Would it shock you to know that this was the most rented video, VHS tape, of 1985?
No, I'm not shocked at all. No. I want to go back to his training.
Yes.
He goes to the beach to learn balance. When he's at the beach, part of his thing is he stands in the ocean and uses the waves to practice his balance.
So cool.
which I love to jump waves.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing to do in the water. Do you remember when we went to Grand Cayman?
Yeah.
We went to the beach, rented two chairs and an umbrella for like $200. No, I'm just kidding.
It's like $20.
I think it was more than that.
Yeah,
it was. I don't know. Whatever.
$22.
How's we rented that? Two chairs and an umbrella and along with a bunch of other people, so we're all there. And the water it was like normal, and then a drop-off.
It was like a shelf.
Yes, and then you were down in the water, and everybody was hanging out. Well, the current would come up, and it was really hard to get up and down off of that shelf.
Yeah, once you were in the water, you were fine.
Yeah, but trying to get like in and out, it was very hard to keep your balance. And there was this guy... And he was like an older man.
Probably.
70.
Oh, I was going to say probably mid-60s.
Okay.
From Texas.
Yeah.
And
a great. Larger man.
Yeah, super nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he got caught. Well, he was trying to go.
Down.
Down into the water.
Mm-hmm.
But the tide kind of, he kind of sat down on the shelf. And the tide took him and started spinning him around. And flipping and rolling him. And he's, like, making all these noises, and we thought he was having fun. So we're all, like, laughing. The poor man was drowning.
I don't know if he was drowning, but he was...
No, he wasn't drowning.
He definitely couldn't.
He couldn't get up. So he was just spinning in, like, 4 inches of water like, 45 seconds?
Because it had also knocked me over. It just didn't continue to roll me around like it did him. And then we're back in the chair, and the lady was so nice. His wife was like, he didn't want to go back in because he was embarrassed. So embarrassed. And he lost his glasses.
But right before we left, the glasses washed up under our chair.
I thought someone came over with the glasses and said, "Are these your glasses?" And he got his glasses back.
I like my story way better, but I think you're right.
I like how you're taking credit for finding the guy's glasses. But anyway, that's kind of how it reminded me. That's what it reminded me of. Like, just trying to keep your balance in the ocean can be very difficult.
So much fun, though.
And then he does the iconic crane kick on the post.
How about the music? Mm-hmm. You see him on the post, and it's like that... What do you call? I don't know what that is. It's like a wind.
It's pretty. It was really pretty.
Wind whistle, some kind.
Yeah, and you kind of that was actually really good.
Thank you.
You kind of brought this up too. Is that you know, as he's getting better at it, because at first he stinks at it.
Yes.
Towards the end, in the scene where he's on the boat with Mr. Miyagi too, doing his moves.
How cool was that?
Standing up on the sides of the boat at the very front and just like doing the moves, and then also in the crane kick, and then later on. You spoiled it for me. They're using a body double to do it.
Who? What I've read, he got far in the competition. So I think it was the guy who lost in the semifinals to Johnny. Mm.
The guy that did the crazy kick that you liked.
Which, by the way, still amazing kick.
Yeah. Is that the one you were attempting at the bus stop?
Attempting? I got in trouble for it, so obviously landed.
And the lady recognized it as karate.
He must know karate.
She identified it as karate, at least, right?
He karate kicked him right in the back.
She could have just said he kicked him, but she said karate kicked him, which means you sold it.
That means I went crane style on him.
Either that or she just saw Karate Kid and she was in the mindset that she knows what karate looks like as well.
Maybe I knew karate.
Maybe. But that kind of spoiled it because, like, when he's doing awesome, it's not even him. But that's movies.
Well, I love when they're on the post together.
Mm, yes.
Oh, my gosh. But it's not Ralph Macchio.
Is it Miyagi, though?
I think it is Miyagi. Oh. I never read anything about it not being
Miyagi.
In our mind, let's just
pretend like it is Miyagi.
It is Miyagi?
Okay, yes. Let's just go with it.
But... Here's what's crazy. I thought there was no way I was going to see Miyagi beat up the Cobra Kai guys, and their which, by the way, skeleton costumes, so cool.
Yeah.
Daniel's costume, shower, amazing.
Yeah.
But the Cobra Kai one was cool. It was tough. But when they get beat up by, like, the 70-year-old four-foot guy, I mean, come on. Is this going to be believable?
Yeah, but they're amateurs.
But it was.
Yeah.
The way Pat Morita... sold that so great. And I understand there's probably editing and whatever, mm-hmm. but it looked... My fear was I was going to see that and go, that's BS. Mm-hmm. You know when they had the beer bottles on that car?
I was about to say, like you did when he did the chop of the bottles.
Okay, they come up from the beach, mm-hmm. and these drunk rednecks are like...
Okay, all right, we're going, actually, well, one guy was a redneck. Another guy
was like a businessman.
Yeah, why was he there? They were not friends. That's what I call BS on. There's no way those guys were hanging out.
But they're, like, making, you know, racial slurs at Miyagi, and mm-hmm. they got their beer bottles on his, like, hub, what is that, your tire cover?
Yeah.
Wheel cover? Mm-hmm. And he's, like, you know, he asks them nicely to move. They don't. Will you please move your stuff? No. And he karate chops sideways across mm-hmm. the neck of the bottles, knocking the bottle, like, the you know, top 2 inches of the bottle flying, and the beer bottles don't move. Of course, the entire, like... Wheelwell was shaking right there, but we'll ignore that. The bottles just, you could tell it was so taped down. It was like,
yeah,
no. But him fighting the Cobra Kai guys, totally believable.
As a kid, I believed all of it.
But I'm telling you, now today, him fighting the boys was totally believable to me.
Yeah. When she's with her parents at the country club, and she has him...
I forgot about that scene.
Come to get her, and he... He picks out white jeans and white shirt, which is...
Rocking it with the red jacket.
Yeah. He has an interesting choice of outfits, but he shows up. He ends up covered in spaghetti. Everyone laughs at him.
Because Johnny...
Yeah. tried to make the move on his lady.
Okay. Another BS point. Mm-hmm. They're dancing, and it's like her dad is dancing with her.
Kind of sets them up.
And it's like, oh, now I'm dancing with Johnny. And she's like, I'm out of here. He's like, don't be rude. Finish the song.
Yeah, we gotta finish this dance.
It's like, because of proper etiquette right now, I must finish this song. If I was to walk off, everyone would be looking at us like we're horrible people.
Yeah, but you don't know what the country club etiquette is.
I don't? I didn't belong to a tennis club?
No, not to my knowledge.
Darn it.
Oh. So, he ends up covered in spaghetti. He leaves before he sees her punch Johnny.
Yeah.
And after he gets punched, though, his parents are like, are you okay?
Oh my God, yeah. Her parents are D-bags.
And he goes to Miyagi's. And I think this part was good because that's the scene that leads into the scene about his wife that passed away. I think at that point that Daniel realized that his problems didn't really seem. Because he doesn't have the chance to go be like, this is what happened. No, I'm covered in spaghetti. Like, he doesn't have a chance to do that because it's like his problems were nothing compared.
I didn't see it that way. That's really cool.
Compared to what Miyagi was going through.
It put his stuff in perspective.
But after that, I put their family now. They're looking out for each other.
Exactly. But I love my girls. There's no way I would give them that car that Miyagi gave them.
Mm.
Which is... I couldn't wait to see it.
Yeah, that's cool. He lets him pick which car.
The 1948 Ford Super Deluxe. Machio still has it.
He does?
Yep. But guess what?
He painted it.
Billy Zabka still has his red leather jacket.
Oh, yeah? I thought you were going to say, Billy Zabka went over and keyed the car.
He's a real jerk in life, too. It's method acting. He just beat the crap out of Machio. But...
Actually, you told me he was not... That he had a hard time with the role.
Yes, people would like try to attack Johnny, Billy Zabka. Like, try to start fights with him. Because, you know, he's, like, thinking he's kind of a bully. Because, of course, he was also the bully in Back to School, which was also a huge movie. People would, like, try to start fights with him, and he would be like, look, that's not me. That's a part written in a movie. Like, I'm not a bully.
People are so dumb.
I hope that's better today, but I have no idea.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not.
Zabka, for me, was the biggest 80s villain.
Mm-hmm.
He was the bad boy that you really did want to be like, because he had everything. He had good looks, and he was athletic and charming, and he had it all. But he was such a D-bag about it. I mean, that's the worst thing.
Well, towards the end, you see him kind of coming around, and in fact, giving...
the trophy to Daniel.
Yeah, giving him the trophy. So, let's talk about the tournament. They get to the tournament.
Okay, this is where...
The All Valley...
This is where believability goes out the window. Mm. Okay, look, this is what I did struggle with. And I'm not saying it was this huge struggle. I'm just telling you, it's a pretty big struggle in my head.
Minor struggle.
If you watch the transformation of Daniel, the first fight with Johnny, he just bull rushes him with like no intention of throwing a punch or anything. He just runs at him and gets tripped. And then Miyagi teaches him some simple defenses and some simple strikes. And a strange crane kick. You see him in the tournament, and he seems like nowhere near what a black belt would be. But he's taking on guys doing flying spinning kicks. Mm-hmm. These guys are so far advanced.
But they didn't have the training of Miyagi.
They're also so overconfident, I guess, when they come at him. All the Cobra Kai guys especially, because they want to hurt him. And Daniel is just very balanced, simple. But has no one scouted? I mean, he's fought like 9 times when he gets to Johnny. And then like, hey, Johnny, if you were to throw like a Superman punch, there's no way he's ever going to see that coming. Hey, also, sweep the leg. Someone should have yelled that.
They did.
That was awesome, wasn't it? Sweep the leg! But, oh, I got to tell you the line that I always said. And come to find out, I had it wrong.
Are you the only one that had it wrong, I wonder?
I don't know. I don't know if this is common, but the line I always said was, put him in a body bag, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
The actual line is, get him a body bag, yeah! And I'm like, what? No, he'll say it again. He'll say, no, that's it.
And also, you have to wait a long time to hear it.
Yes, about 2 hours.
What about the tournament montage?
You're the best around. Nothing's ever gonna bring you down. You're the best around.
Did you like that song?
Nothing's ever gonna bring you down. Yeah.
That was so good.
I think that's about right.
The verses are kind of weird, and that's why I asked you, was that song written for the movie?
No.
It wasn't? It's a real song?
It was written for Rocky III.
No.
But they went with Eye of the Tiger instead. There's a line that says, history repeats itself. Okay, that would make no sense because no one's ever fought each other.
Oh.
But.
Did they change the line or it's in there?
No, it's in there. It just explains why the lyrics didn't add up to a youth karate tournament.
No, but they did tie it in because that's when she says her line, all right, Daniel, you're the best, right before that song starts.
You love that.
Yeah, I do.
This
I
is your it. Rocky.
Yeah, I was getting pumped at this tournament, especially with that music.
I love that song.
I don't understand how they get points. Like,
okay.
I don't get it.
I was explaining to you, like, oh yeah, this is how you do it. Okay, at one point, Johnny, I think it was, punches Daniel square in the nose. Mm. And they're like, stop. No point.
Yeah, why not?
Daniel brushes the side of the gi of one of the dudes early on. They're like, point. Oh yeah, it's a full point.
We don't know what the points are, obviously. We don't know the point. After all this drama, he brings out the move.
Okay.
Johnny's never seen that move before.
No one has seen crane style, which was actually, I think, is a real type.
Oh, it is?
Train of, like, a way of fighting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The cranes do that to each other?
I don't know. I didn't really want to research it that far because I was like, I'm good. There's no way that move really would work. Which
haven't
Karate
you tested
Kid 2.
It? You've tested it.
Yeah. Of course I tested it. At a bus stop.
Someone caught your leg probably like in Karate Kid 2.
He tries a leg sweep.
He tries it in Karate Kid 2. And he
yes.
gets...
And it's like, are you serious?
He's like, you're in Japan now.
This ain't no All-Valley Championship.
Yeah, we know how to defend against a crane kick.
Which, by the way, took place on December 19th, our anniversary.
I know. All-Valley.
All-Valley mm-hmm. Karate Championship.
Yep.
He
does the crane kick. Johnny doesn't
see it
excited?
Coming. Did you get excited when it was coming? Did you have some heart palpitations?
Yeah. I just wish I could relive it for the first time.
I know. It was still great.
Yeah.
But the first time you saw that...
There was power in the first time.
Oh my gosh.
And then the movie kind of abruptly ends because it's like, we did it, Mr. Miyagi! Woohoo! Woo! And then it's over.
Johnny gives him the trophy, though. That is cool.
Yeah. So, and that's kind of been... The thing about the new show, I guess, is what you want to say.
Cobra Kai?
Yes.
Kind of want to get YouTube red now.
Now, something's happened in Johnny's life that makes him want to reopen Cobra Kai.
Oh my gosh.
I thought it was a joke when I first saw it.
Oh my gosh.
I know, it's very exciting.
I'm telling you, whatever that YouTube red is, I don't know what that is. I'm thinking about paying whatever it is, 10 mm-hmm. bucks a month, so I can see.
Yeah.
The greatness that is going to be Cobra Kai with William Zabka and Daniel LaRusso.
Yeah.
That's no, Ralph Macchio.
That's pretty awesome, really. That's pretty awesome.
I mean, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And they both look incredible.
They do look good. They do. Are they friends, I wonder? Or...
No, babe. Method acting.
They hate each other.
They've gone 30 years just wanting to kill each other.
So that they could get back and do this YouTube thing.
One day we're going to redo this. So F you, man. Don't want to be friends.
You're crazy. All right. I think we broke it down in every way possible.
Let's do this, Lexi girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Will you rewind this movie?
I can't not rewind this movie. I love this movie. I didn't even realize I was watching... A 2-hour and 6-minute movie. And I just love the idea that you can find like a father figure or a grandfather figure, whatever you want to call it. And that he can also have an impact in this kid's life. There's so much wisdom that Miyagi passes on to him. And all I know about karate comes from this movie. And I'm okay with it. I give it a rewind. Rewind from me.
There's no way I would not rewind this movie. Even if it was awful. Because...
means that much to you.
Yes. This was just a huge movie back in the day. And it's not a movie that I always think about or it's my favorite movie. But it kind of defined a time period, or it just takes me back to a time period of a lot more innocence, I'll say. I think every generation says it, but you feel like each generation is more and more cynical of life in general.
Hmm.
This movie is good over evil. It's hopeful. It shows kindness. This is a family movie at its best, but that everyone in the family can enjoy. True. Your kids could enjoy. Your parents could enjoy. The grandparents could enjoy. It's a great movie. Rewind.
Double rewind. Okay, awesome. So this has been another episode of You Can Rewind It with Alexa and Brock. If you love to listen to You Can Rewind It.
Who doesn't?
I mean, you can check us out on Podbean, iTunes, wherever, whatever app that you listen to.
Yeah, we're a podcast for a Johnny or a Daniel.
Right, exactly. Also, we have a Twitter, You Can Rewind It. We have a Facebook, You Can Rewind It. We have an Instagram, You Can Rewind It. And email, You Can Rewind It at gmail.com. Oh, and like I always say, just because you can rewind it doesn't mean you should.
Thanks for listening. I'm the kind one in Cobra
Kai. I'm bringing in Miyagi-Do.
Then I'm going to kindly beat your butt.
Then I'm going to crane kick you.
I will sweep your leg and put you in a body bag, Johnny. I will
wax the floor and paint the house with your face.
We're Cobra Kai forever.
No, that's just you.
That's what I heard in my
heart. Miyagi-Do. Party one. All right, Daniel, you're the best.
Sweep the leg.
You're a cream puff.
Get him a body bag, yeah.
We did it, Mr. Miyagi. Woohoo, woo.
No mercy.
Rewind it. You can rewind it. Rewind it. Rewind it. You can rewind it. 4, 3, 2.